Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Pei Daf Nun Tes. We are starting right in the middle of the Amud with the brand new Halacha, Halacha Beis, and the Vilna source of daf is right at the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basar Yaakov Maisha. Her Nishava should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah tells us Zayin Shenimsa Oimid Ben Shalosh Shuris Shal Shnei Malbanim Ushchachay Inoshecha, an olive tree that stands right in the middle of three rows that are of two Malbanim, and he forgot to harvest that olive tree. It's not Shecha. Now the definition of Malbanim is a Machlokes. We're not going to translate it for now. The general idea over here is though that we have three rows of three olive trees, and he forgot to harvest the middle tree in the middle row. In other words, that middle tree is surrounded on all sides by olive trees. So that's not shecha because it's considered a davar mesuyim. Moving on, zay shesh bas asayim ushchachai ena shecha. An olive tree that has two saw of olives on it and he forgot to harvest it, that's not shecha. Similar to a bundle of grain that had two saw on it that was forgotten, that's also not shecha. Now the Mishnah says, medvar amurim, when was it said that a tree that's mesuyim, a tree that's unique, is not considered shecha if he forgot it? That's what was as long as he didn't start harvesting it. If he started picking the olives from it, so I feel even if it's this olive tree that we mentioned yesterday, the one that's in its time, meaning the olives are ripe, they drip with oil, so it's very unique, but if he forgot it, it's considered shecha because he had already started harvesting it. Another din calls man sheyeshlei tachtav yeshlei bereishai. As long as he's still gathering olives from underneath the tree, he can go back to the top of the tree to take olives that he might have forgotten there. What does he do? He goes to the top of the tree and harvests the olives. Then he goes to the bottom of the tree and starts gathering the olives that are there. So as long as he's still gathering olives from the bottom of the tree, even if he left a bunch of olives on the top of the tree, those are not considered shecha just yet. Now, notice on based on the top, Rav Meir gives a different gather, and the Gemara is going to discuss whether he's more mekel or more machmir. But he says mishetel chamachvay, olives on a tree are only considered shecha once he's already passed through with a machvay. Now machvay literally means a hiding place, but it's referring over here to the stick that the fellow takes and he whacks the tree with it to get all the olives out that are in like hidden cracks and crevices. Once he finishes with that stick and all those types of olives are out, so then any olives that are left are considered shecha. And now the Gemara says, Amra Blazer, Kini Masnisa, this is what our Mishnah is telling us, Shal Shnei Malbanim Ushchachai, has to be that we have these three rows of three olive trees of two Malbanim, not of three Malbanim. Now the Gemara asks, Manan Kaiman, what are we establishing our Mishnah says to be talking about? Meaning when we have our three rows of three olive trees and he forgot the middle tree in the middle row, why is it not considered shecha? Emisham Davar Mesoyim, if you want to say because it's a Davar Mesoyim, it's unique, he's going to remember it because it's right in the middle, it's surrounded by all these other trees, so an Inkan Zesim, there's no necessity to say that it's surrounded by olive trees, it could be surrounded by other trees as well, and it still would be considered mesuyim because it's surrounded by trees. And imishum shura, if you want to say because it's part of a row, so hu atzmai nidan b'shura, it itself can be judged as a row, meaning we don't have to have three rows of three trees, it could just be that we have this one olive tree in one row, and since it's part of a row, it's not considered shecha. But why do we have to have three rows of olive trees, and he forgot that middle one, and all of that is not considered shecha? So Gemara explains, it's because el al yidei shura, ve al yidei shurais. We have to add in that extra vav over there. The only way it's not considered shecha is if we have a combination of these two things. Just it being in a row by itself is not enough to consider it a davar mesuyim. And if it's just an olive tree that was surrounded by random trees that weren't olive trees, that's also not considered a davar mesuyim. We have to have a combination of this one tree that he forgot to harvest surrounded by olive trees, so that can be judged as part of a row and it's a davar mesuyim because it's surrounded by other trees as well. Now the Gemara tells us, on Rabbi Yechon says, Bezayis niduyin himas nisa. Our Mishnah is talking about a zayis niduyin, which is a very unique type of olive tree. It's expensive, and that's why he's going to remember the tree, and it's not considered shecha. However, Amar Rabbi Yosi argues, and according to some shittos, this is Rabbi Yoina, that loisav davar niduyin. It's not ultimately that we have to be talking about the special niduyin tree. Elafilu shar kol azesim, even other trees as well. Mikivin shadarkon libachin kin niduyin, since he's going to remember them or he's going to check into them, just like he would be to a niduyin tree. So afilu shar kol azesim ein lahem shecha. Other trees as well that he forgot, they're not going to be considered shecha. Over here, we're talking about a situation where he's going to remember these trees, not necessarily because in the world at large they're considered special, but to him they're considered special, they're unique to him, they're chaviv to him, and therefore he's going to remember that he didn't harvest them, just like he would remember it if he was a niduyin tree, which is again this very special tree that everyone agrees is special, so therefore they have no shecha. Again, that's according to Rabbi Yaisi or Rabbi Yaina, arguing with Rabbi Yaichanan. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.